Today on CICK News, BC Courthouse Library CEO Caroline Nevin stopped in Prince George and Smithers last week as part of a province-wide tour celebrating 50 years of providing public legal information across BC. The nonprofit operates 8 full-time and 22 part-time courthouse libraries, helping connect people to free legal resources, forms, and online information. Nevin says the libraries aim to make the justice system more accessible, offering free computer use, printing, and guidance for anyone navigating legal issues, from family law to tenant rights. In Smithers, residents can visit the Courthouse Library on Thursdays, where Library Assistant Tiff is available to help, or explore resources anytime at courthouselibrary.ca and clicklaw.bc.ca. Nevin's tour continues this fall with stops in Kelowna, Kamloops, and Penticton as part of the organization's anniversary celebrations.
My name is Caroline Nevin. I'm the CEO of BC Courthouse Library Society, which is the nonprofit organization that for the last 50 years has provided public legal information to people through both libraries and online. So we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year of being a public law library. So we have 8 full-time locations and 22 part-time locations. And so I'm going around wherever there's local interest in having a little open house at the library just to promote the fact that we exist both in the local community and online. Lots of things that happen in our libraries have to do with linking people up to the local resources. So we make sure that local people who are providing services to people and having legal challenges know about us as well. But for the public, we want to be sure that they know that we have 2 open computers and free printing access to all of the things that people need to get through the courts, like forms and information websites. And so there's lots of resources available there in addition to physical books. And sometimes it's hard for people to come into courthouses because sometimes they feel like scary buildings. So we also make sure that we fund legal resources and some training for public library staff as well. So you're served very well in Smithers through your public library. And you'll see that some of our resources are on their shelves because we help make sure that those are available.
If I had a question about a law, let's say like a bylaw or something like that, how would I be able to start that process?
So there's a couple of things. One is our website, courthouselibraries.ca. But the second thing is, in Smithers particularly, you have a lovely library assistant, Tiff, who's there on Thursdays during the daytime. And what will happen is she will guide you to whatever resources are there that you might need access to. And one of the things that is really cool is we have free access to court services online for both viewing and printing of publicly available legal documents. So that's something that lots of people have had to pay for if they do it in their own home. But if they do it in the library, they don't have to pay at all. So I would start with, if it's any day but a Thursday, I would go to the website and you'll find lots of resources there. And you can talk to a librarian anytime on a 1-800 line and they'll direct you to a good resource right away. I know they will. And then if it's Thursday, come on down to the courthouse and come see Tiff and she'll guide you right there and get you whatever you need, including assistance with all of the forms.
Okay. And how's the tour been? Are you touring Northern?
No, I did both Prince George and Smithers last week. We had a big celebration in Prince George. And then the next day we drove that night to Smithers. Oh my God, it was gorgeous. And then we did Smithers the next day and then drove back to Prince George because that was the only way to get home for Thanksgiving because of the flights. But it was absolutely gorgeous. And we're doing, I think in November, next month, we're doing a swing through Kelowna, Kamloops, Penticton. We've had an event. We had a big event in Vancouver in May, and we're having one in New Westminster on Friday. And really, it's just up to the local libraries. We'll say, I've said, I'll go anywhere there's a place to go, I'll go.
Oh, excellent. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you want people to know, or who you think maybe is underusing something like a courthouse library?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think that lots of people don't think of some of their everyday problems as being legal problems. I think that's one of the most interesting things I've found, is that laws and the rules that govern our lives come upon us in different ways. Like, you wouldn't believe the information we have available about tenants' rights and landlord rights, for example. Mm. You might not think of those as necessarily legal issues, but they do affect you. And we have a great online resource for family law. If you're just starting to navigate a change in your family situation or starting to think about it, there's some really good resources online directly created for the public, for someone who doesn't have a law degree and is trying to figure out this very complex system. We're here to help. So the easiest way to get to know us and what we can do for you is to go to courthouselibrary.ca. But if you want to look up some information about laws, one of the best things that I think we've done is we've put our librarian expertise to work on creating simple, not too many, very trusted resources you can look up about areas of law. And that's on a website called ClickLaw. It's clicklaw.bc.ca. And I know that everybody thinks everything is online, but it's a good starting place. And then we have humans who will help you navigate and get to the exact information you need if you need us.
Okay. Caroline, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you very much for having me.